Steve Cummings, head football coach at Wakefield High School, is here with us. And Steve, this has got to be a very crazy time for you, because as a first-year head coach, so many things going on here, plus it's game one coming up Friday.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we've been looking forward to all summer. You know, it's right around the corner. So, you know, right now we're just trying to button everything up. You know, making sure all of our special team stuff is put in place, and you know, all our different packages are put in place. You know, but the whole with the head coaching role is a lot more to put in. You know, you got to make sure you have all the field set up, and you know, we need people to work concession stands. So I'm working more with our booster club to make sure that stuff's set up. So a little bit more on the plate than I'm used to, but it's going really well.
So if we have long lines at the concession stands, you'll be hearing about it on Monday morning then.
Well, yeah, but yeah, hopefully that's the most of my worries that I'm hearing about Monday is the concession stand, but you know, I'm helping take care of that too.
No, well, let me ask you this. What's come together with this team since we talked maybe a little over a week ago? What kind of things have kind of come together in your opinion?
I think our offensive playbook has really expanded a lot over the past couple weeks, a lot more than we thought it would. We thought it would take a little bit longer to install a lot of the things that we were looking at, and our kids have picked it up really fast. They've been able to, you know, execute on the field. So the depth that we have in our running game right now, I'm really happy with. We've been able to put in a lot over the past couple weeks, so we're a little further ahead install-wise than I thought we were going to be. So I'm really happy with that part of it.
I know I had a chance to talk with Chris Carroll from Lynn English High School. He was impressed with your line play.
Yeah, our offensive line's been working out well. We go about 8 or 9 deep on the offensive line. We have some guys that can play multiple positions. So, you know, we're not the biggest offensive line that teams are going to see, but we have guys that get off the ball, that get the hand in the ground. You know, we pull, fly around, body on body. We utilize a lot of double teams. And, you know, our guys play smart. They're physical off the ball. We don't make a lot of mistakes, which helps us. You know, we're just happy grinding out 3-4 yards a carry, and then hopefully sometime we just break one.
Gotcha. Well, let's spend the last couple of questions on some key players that you're going to be counting on offense and then on defense as well.
Yeah, offensively, you know, our offense runs through our quarterback. Ned Buckley is a first-year varsity quarterback, but he's kind of the guy that makes everything go. He makes sure that everyone's in the right position. We do a lot of pre-snap motion and moving guys around, and we change some things in the line, and everything's got to go on him. So when he's picking it up and when he's in tune with everything, our offense runs a lot smoother. So tomorrow night, he has to find a way to, you know, kind of get rid of all those first game, you know, pre-game jitters, get himself settled in, and just play football like he's been doing all summer.
So when things are going well for him, what is he doing? Handing off, you know, or what's the ratio of pass to run?
Well, I mean, we are going to pride ourselves on the run this year, but the biggest thing that he does for us when he's playing really well is he can check us out of bad plays. You know, sometimes you get a play called in from the sideline and you get a different formational look than you think you're going to get from the defense, and you got a play call that's got no chance of being successful. So it helps to have a quarterback that knows that, you know, you got to get out of that situation. He gets you into a better situation so that way you don't have to eat a negative play. So, you know, we're really not looking for him to sit in the pocket and throw the ball 35 times a game and win us a football game with his arm. But for him, you know, he puts us in a better position mentally from one play to the next, and it's good because it helps. You know, he's really like a coach on the field for us with getting some of our plays called in.
And over on the defensive side of the football?
On the defensive side of the ball, we're led by two guys. Ty Beck is our safety over the top. He was an all-league player last year. And Zach Kane's our middle linebacker, so he's our leader in the huddle. You know, he's a three-year varsity starter, gets downhill, makes tackles, makes great reads, and he's kind of the enthusiasm that everyone builds on in that huddle. So, you know, when those two guys are playing well, everyone seems to feed off it. We're really strong up the middle, which I think you have to be in high school football, so we're safe. We're really strong at the nose. At our middle back is our safety, and everyone else kind of feeds off that.
All right, Coach, it's almost time to kick off here. So anything else we should know about Wakefield football as you get ready for your first game as head coach?
I just hope everyone enjoys the show.
Sounds good. That's Steve Cummings, head football coach at Wakefield High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.